a bit of a buzz there, all right, Mark. It's the amount of text messages you're getting, even from like parents and that, and their kids, their children, like they're shouting about, they can't wait for the match to come, and can't wait to go and watch, you know. So no, there definitely is, like, even down about the club here, they're training last night, seeing how crack them out the parents down, looking forward to the going, you know, things like that. No, it definitely does create a bit of a buzz and atmosphere about the place, like.
Yeah, I suppose you have a job to do, though, and it's a quick turnaround from winning that semi-final against Con McGee's on Sunday there. How have you been using these 6 days to prepare for the game?
I'm going to sound like a bit like a broken record here, Mark, but it is a quick turnaround, but I think I prefer that to the turnaround that we had from our club championship until we met Castlewell last week in Ulster. You know, we had a 12-week layoff, and from our semi-final to Tampa beat us, and so we played Castlewell.
Yeah,
so
tough.
In my opinion now, playing week in, week out, is, it's got its pros and its cons. You know yourself, Mark, if somebody picks up that wee knock, they might struggle for the following week, but you're getting repetitive, competitive games, in my opinion.
And speaking of knocks, did everyone come through Sunday's game unscathed, or do you have any knocks that are of any concern?
No, we're a clean ball of health, thankfully. Everybody came through it grand, and we're full selection of full choice there. So, thankfully, we're good out that side of it. Like.
Good stuff. I know you were chatting to Chris Ashmore after the game on Sunday, and you hadn't seen much of Lavie by that stage. I think you mentioned you might have had a wee spy or two in Derry to get a bit of information on them. Have you managed to get to know them a bit?
We did. We got a bit of info on them, and I know it's just the highlights there, but I watched the highlights that the Ulster Council put up there, you know, on like social media and that.
Yeah.
So I've watched like that, and going by that, it's comparison with the notes that I've got, if you know what I mean. But I always say, Mark, I don't like going to watch games to a certain extent, because I think it could take away from your own setup, if that makes sense. I like to put our stamp on it.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's a couple of boys we are going to be watching for, if you know what I mean. But at the same time, I want our players to go out and put their stamp in the game.
I suppose if you focus too much on them, you'll give up a bit of what has gotten you here in the first place. So it's important to really impose your own game plan on the game on Saturday.
Impose our game plan. Like that's what I like to set out to do. But as I say, there is going to be men that's going to maybe probably doing a job for us, as in maybe marking certain individuals. But at the same time, I want our boys to stamp their authority in the game and put our marker down if you get my mark.
Yeah, you actually won this competition back in 2011, 14 years ago. It's a nice competition to be in, and it would be nice to bring some more provincial success back to the club this weekend.
Oh, definitely. In 2011, there's three or four there. You have Dara and Stevie, Christy, five maybe, Ronan and Paul Burns. Like, them boys were involved in 2011, so they kind of know what it's about. But for our boys, like, this is a whole new level for some of the younger boys. Like, and it's great, like, the atmosphere that it creates. And as you say, if you were to bring that back to the club on Saturday, it would mean a massive amount to everybody involved. Like, even for the club itself, like, it'd be excellent to get a victory. Like.
Yeah, and 2011, 14 years ago, as you say, there's only a handful of men that are still around from that. That's even more to the point that these occasions don't come around very often, and it's important that yourself and the coaches and the players and the members of the club really, really enjoy the next few days and then enjoy the game itself.
Exactly, that's what I said to them last night. Like, in 2011, when we won that, as you say, 14 years ago, we haven't been anywhere near since, Mark, in intermediate or junior, and Saturday has to be enjoyed. Training last night, we enjoyed training. We obviously worked on stuff we had to work on, but at the same time, we're going to enjoy Saturday. We have got to an Ulster final that we haven't done in 14 years, and as I say, we're going to take it all on board, we're going to enjoy it, but at the same time, we're still going out to one day, put on a shift of work and hopefully get over the line. Like.
That's it, finals are there to be won, so best of luck on Saturday, and we'll be keeping a close eye on it here, and as I say, the very best of luck. Talk to you soon.
Perfect, Mark, thank you.